We all face moments when everything seems hopeless. For one Costa Rican family in 2007, that moment turned into a testimony of Padre Pio's enduring promise to help us from heaven. Stay tuned to hear this amazing story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. I'd like to take a heartfelt moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your unwavering financial help and support. Your generosity makes these videos possible for everyone, and we are deeply grateful. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly for your kindness and dedication. For those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to join us today and experience the many benefits that come with being a protected child of Padre Pio. As a member, you'll enjoy special spiritual and material benefits, including regular masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV beautifully expressed the value of this. The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. Additionally, you'll be joining a community of people praying for each other. Knowing people are praying for you will bring comfort, hope, and strength to face life's challenges for you and your loved ones. Joining is simple. Just click the link in the description below to find out more and become a part of this blessed community under the protection of Padre Pio. And now let's move on to our story. For today's story, I've prepared for you an incredible testimony of miraculous healing, sourced from the Catholic Information Agency website, ACI Prensa. This story was shared by Costa Rica's ambassador for the Holy See, Fernando Sanchez Campos. And it's about a miracle that happened in 2007, decades after Saint Padre Pio's death. It's a powerful reminder of the promise Padre Pio made that he would continue to help us from heaven. Let's dive right in. In 2007, Fernando and his wife, Milagro, were anticipating the birth of their son, Fernando Felipe. However, complications arose during the pregnancy when the baby's heart began beating at a dangerously high rate. Fearing for their baby's life, the couple went to their local parish, where Father Gabriel Corrales blessed Milagro's belly in front of an image of Saint Padre Pio. However, despite their prayers, Fernando Felipe was born with a life-threatening condition that caused severe tachycardia. His heart was beating dangerously fast. This condition is often fatal in adults and even more so in newborns. Despite receiving prenatal treatments, specialized medications, and even electric shocks, the baby showed no sign of improvement. Doctors warned the family that all available treatments had been exhausted, but nothing was working. Fernando Felipe was admitted to the intensive care unit. On the night of September 23rd, the feast day of Saint Pio of Petrolcina, something unexplainable happened. Father Corrales, the same priest who had blessed Milagro's pregnancy, arrived at the hospital carrying a relic of Padre Pio, a piece of bloody gauze from the saint's stigmata. Here's where things get truly remarkable. Father Corrales somehow passed through all the hospital's strict security checks without encountering a single obstacle. The ambassador later admitted, "I don't understand how he entered the hospital at midnight, nor how he got into the intensive care, let alone the neonatal unit, where special permits are required. It was as though the way had been cleared for him." Together, the ambassador and Father Corrales prayed over the baby. What happened next stunned everyone. Within minutes of the prayer, the baby's heart monitor began showing normal heartbeats for the first time. The doctors couldn't believe it. Even more astonishing, the treatments the baby was supposed to undergo for 6 months were deemed unnecessary. Fernando Felipe had fully recovered and was left with absolutely no after effects. But our story doesn't end just yet. Upon hearing the story, Pope Benedict XVI expressed a desire to meet the child. During their visit, young Fernando Felipe climbed onto the Pope's throne, laughed with him, and charmed everyone present. As the family prepared to leave, the little boy ran back into the Pope's room just to say goodbye. Today, Fernando Felipe is a healthy 17-year-old boy with a younger sister named Maria Pia, a name chosen in gratitude for the intercession of Saint Padre Pio. And with that, we conclude today's story. And so, from a life-threatening condition to a miraculous recovery, the story of Fernando Felipe is a beautiful reminder that even from heaven, Padre Pio's promise to help us remains as strong as ever. It's a testament to the truth that when God wills something, no obstacle is too great and no miracle too impossible. Thank you for watching, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.